Azamando randa dalaria suti. Uja bazene koto rana nandilian rata pasiti. Uja bayanda. Oh, rabababababababakasiti. Thank you, God, that you are the God who never fails us. Thank you, Father, that as your people listen today, that you will cause them to be encouraged and strengthened. And you will get the glory from everything that is said here. We give you all the praise and all the credit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned over the years from the Word of God. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us, and we'll be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. Today, we're going to be talking about multiply again, but this time it's that, you know, provision will not fail according to the word of the Lord. And my question to you is this: when you're between a rock and a hard place, do you have a word from God that you're standing on when it comes to your finances? I'm going to be reading the scripture, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 to 16, the Amplified Classic. And it says, "And the word of the Lord came to him, 'Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.' So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her, 'Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink.' As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, 'Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand.' And she said, 'As the Lord your God lives, I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in the jar and the little oil in the bottle. See, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.' Elijah said to her, 'Fear not, go and do as you have said. But make me a little cake of it first and bring it to me, and afterward prepare some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not waste away, or the bottle of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth.' She did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not spent, nor did the bottle of oil fail, according to the word which the Lord spoke through Elijah." If you're not familiar with this story, in 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah shows up on the scene and tells King Ahab that, you know, there will be no rain except at his word. After that, he flees to the book of Cherith, and from there, we see where God gave him instructions to go to the next place, right? In a previous episode, I mentioned Proverbs when it says, you know, it is also possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. Yeah. So what does this scripture have to do with financial stewardship? How does this story aid in that? The truth is, if she insisted on just eating her last, it would have been her last. But she had the faith to give and believe the prophet. And as she gave, it multiplied. I know that many have been, you know, many have abused this principle and, you know, used it to coerce people into giving to things or individuals. And as a result, many people close their ears when the speaker starts talking about giving in church. But I want to ask a question. Do we stop using knives because people use them to murder people? No, we don't. When it comes to giving, we have to be careful not to miss God's instruction It wasn't Elijah's idea or opinion. It was God's divine intervention. It was God giving her an opportunity to unlock supernatural provision, Ojandabase. Because the Bible says, according to the word which the Lord spoke through Elijah. And so I want to charge us with this, that as we mature and become more discerning, I pray that the Holy Spirit, will help us to be able to identify God's divine instructions so we won't miss divine opportunities to unlock God's supernatural provision in our lives. I am praying that we will know the speaker, whoever the instruction comes through by the Spirit, that we will not be dissuaded by familiarity, and we won't be motivated by familiarity. Because sometimes we look at the person like, I know you, I know your business, that's why you're telling me to give this. Or I know you, I like you, so that's why I'm just gonna do it, even though God did not say we should do it. So I'm praying that we won't be dissuaded, are motivated by familiarity. I'm praying that as we honor God's instructions and give in whatever measure He tells us to give, that our provision will not fail according to His word. Because the truth is, God honors His word even above His name. We can be sure of that. So that is my charge for you today. That is my charge for you today. I hope that this encouraged us. I hope that it shifted our perspective. I hope that it got us thinking. And I hope it was a blessing to us. Yeah. Again, I want to thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. This is where I get to use stories from the Bible and principles that I've learned to help us to be better stewards over our finances. And again, the stories, they may not have anything to do with finances, but the principle can be used when it comes to our finances. And if we use it, it will help us to be better stewards. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you again for joining me here. I'm Ruth Ann Johnson, and God bless you. Bye.